For I come with hope, says the Spirit of grace. For it's my desire to lift you up, male and female, young and old. For the enemy of your soul, the one who comes to steal, kill, and destroy, his greatest attack is against same old and hopelessness and what seems to be unanswered prayers and answers to questions that have not yet been answered. But stay on this journey. Do not relent. For I'm opening up doors of understanding to many of you and opportunities to say, yes, God, I will believe again and I'll hope again. For it is not your Lord that has crushed your hopes in the past, but the enemy of your soul, the devil. He comes to kill, still to destroy lives. But oh, as it is written of me, I have come that you may have life and that you would have it more abundantly. For I desire to answer prayers. And I desire to answer questions of the heart of why this, and why not, and how did this happen, and why did this not come to pass when it should. I'll settle these things on this journey if you won't walk away, if you'll begin to at least allow me the opportunity to bring peace. And in the midst of peace, as your struggle, I will be with you in the struggle. I don't expect you as a light switch to turn something on and off. Your emotions that are struggling, asking God why and where and how and why not. But I'll come. Just give me a little. Speak to me, talk to me. Behind closed doors and places beyond these types of services. For I hear the Lord say, healing. I desire healing. Not just physically, but emotionally, mentally. The restoration and the restitution of hope. How I desire to bring, says the Spirit of the Lord. For hope, the hope that is deferred or taken out of the way, brings a defeat, a heartlessness, a sense of belonging in a direction that there seems to be no direction. But I will restore direction. I will restore self-worth. I will restore that which those things that have come to steal and kill and take away. It is my highest priority as a living Lord, not just for what I paid then on the cross and in my resurrection, but as I speak from heaven and as I minister to you, know this, that I desire to coddle you, to hold you in my arms, male and female, young and old, grown-ups, I'll hold you as well. You're always your Father's child, meant for strength, meant that I emanate from my bosom my heart's desire, and that is to strengthen you, hold you up, and to restore you, says the Spirit of grace. So take great hope. Let restoration come. Let answers come. They'll come. For many of you have not been able to hear the answer because of the swirling chaos that is in your hearts and minds. But know this, that every time one level of peace is accepted on your end, that more answers will come. And it'll strengthen your hope and your resolve in me, says the Spirit of grace. Stay. Stay in this place. The position of the posture of your heart to say, I will, Lord. I don't understand, but I will. I will not harden. I will continue.